The Gemara says that it's such a davar pashat that a grusha that's on the nechasim of her husband and vice versa as well, you could make a chazaka because there's no one that would allow their ex-wife to stand be on their property. You should have been moicha, and if you weren't moicha, if she now says lekachti almena and I lost my shtar, it's a regular cheskes kiloshonim. The laws of cheskes abatim are going to go into effect. So the tushtal is her Ramah. The Ramah's in Evin Ezer. It's in Simin Kuf Yotes. It's Sivches. The Ramah says as follows: Umutter la adam lozen grushasa. It's mutter for a man to support his grusha. Umitzvah hu yoisa mi b'shar ani. In fact, it's even a bigger mitzvah for a man to support his ex-wife, his grusha, than it is a regular ani. And the makar to this is hagoyis mardchai. Now the Ramah says, stating that ubavad shalei heiloi esek ima rak yozoin al yedei shliach. You just can't be in direct contact with her. You have to do it al yedei shliach. But as long as you do it al yedei shliach, so not only is it mutter la adam lazim grusha asoy, it's actually mitzvah hu yoisem mi b'shar ani. It's actually a bigger mitzvah. We have a raid bite on this, and really the makar to this comes from a Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash is in Parshas Bereishis. It tells a Maisa Nifla with Rabbi Yosi Aglili. It talks about the incredible Chassidus of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. And it says how Rabbi Yosi Aglili was married and his wife was someone that gave him a very, very difficult time. He was Mekayim the Mitzvah, Umoitza Aniyah, So Isha Marmi Mavis. And that was sort of the way his marriage played itself out. And the Medrash tells a story that after Yosi Aglili divorced his wife, he heard that she was in terrible financial straits. So I'm just reading the last excerpt. Kivan the Shamra Yosi Kane, as soon as he heard about this, so he went, he went and he supported this woman. And by the way, this woman is already married to somebody else. She had remarried. And Afal Pikein, he went and he supported her. Al shame to be mekayim the pasik of umipsarcha loy tesalam. So there's an inyan of umipsarcha loy tesalam. And by the way, the mipsarcha over here is mamish v'hayu lebasar echad. At one point they were married. And Rabbi Yosef Aglili was mekayim this inyan. But you see that there's a mitzvah to be mefarnes even a grusha. So maybe this is a little bit of a knetch, right? The Gemara says, I don't even understand what the havamina would have been that a divorced woman could be machzik benichsei baila. And the Gemara said, enochinami, you have to say it's talking about megureshes for ina megureshes, and it's based on Reb Zeira's din that baila chayibim zaynisel, that the husband is chayibim zaynis. Now the emes is the Gemara is saying that it's talking about a real chiyav mezoinus. When it comes to a grusha, there's no real chiyav mezoinus. You don't have the chiyav share, right? It's not like you have yen a chiyav mezoinus. There's an Indian in hilchas staka mibsarcha leitasalim. It's a hilchas staka to get Indian to give to her before you give to other aramelite. It's not mamish to say as by lechayim mezoinuseh, but mara makamani loch. Sometimes the ikar is the tzushtel. Mara has a discussion over here. A grusha, there's no chiyav. Emes is, there's this interesting Ramah tucked away in Evin Ez Simin Kuf Yotas.